Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I am Ed.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Dave.
Joining us tonight, we have a special guest, because I don't know if you know this, Jeff. Saturday night, protest night in America. I believe it was protest night in America on Saturday. It might have been Sunday. I don't know. Either way, scientists were out marching.
Okay. I did know that. That's...
And people that have listened know that we have our problems with science.
We do.
Serious issues.
Multiple issues with science.
But
number one that I can come up with,
Dave, don't interrupt me.
The lack of auto lacing shoes.
Dave?
Yes.
Dave, you shut your mouth.
I can't.
While I'm introducing somebody.
Oh, we're introducing someone still?
Dum dum?
Oh, sorry.
God.
There's a monitor in front of me. And
producers who don't listen are the best producers in the world.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Nope. So I asked a dear friend, Dr. Jonathan Furness from Czechoslovakia. Is that right?
I mean, I guess.
Speak up.
I guess sort of. I'm 25% Czechoslovakian. Or
oh, wow, really?
Yeah. And I'm also not a doctor, but
well, somebody,
I don't mind.
Somebody didn't do the pre-research for this interview, but that's fine.
Yeah, what is the rest of your heritage?
I've got like a bunch of Germans,
okay.
English, Irish, Scottish.
Yeah, because I was going to say, your last name is just kind of like regular white last name. You know, like, no.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell it's not Eastern European or Russian or some other ethnicity. It's just kind of plain white, which is usually either, you know, English, Irish, German, somewhere in there.
Right.
So I was just wondering.
It's also kind of deceiving anyways, because my paternal grandfather was adopted, so that wouldn't even be
Ooh.
My last name.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a curveball right
any
there.
Any idea what it would be?
Šote, which is Slovakian.
Ah, see?
See that?
That makes sense.
There you go.
I made it up, and it worked out.
Interesting already.
That's science.
What's your first name? I don't think we've gotten
there. I said Dr. John Furness.
Oh, okay.
Jonathan.
Once again, producer that doesn't listen.
No H's in either of those, John or Jonathan. It's just Jonathan. No.
Noted for that description.
It's Jonathan.
Any umlauts in the name?
Three, but I won't tell you where.
There's four over the J.
So he's here because he is, what do you do?
I'm a perpetual student.
Okay, but you have a science-y thing.
Yeah.
So you're here to answer for all of science's sins.
I am fine with that.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
So what is the science-y thing? Because he may know. I genuinely don't know. What is the science-y thing?
I study mechanical engineering.
Okay. That is science. Fact. That is.
And that's mostly robot-based is your thing?
That's what I'd like it to be.
Okay.
But it ends up being a bunch of spreadsheets.
Forget that. We're going to go with the robot thing.
Things, what you're saying.
I'm a robo doctor.
Okay. I have a lot of questions about robots. Like, when are you going to make a robot that can finally bang Dave?
He already has three. He just hasn't told you about them yet.
You selfish sack of crap.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow. Look at that grin on his face.
He's happy with that one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This might...
It was good. It was real good.
So now that science is here,
yeah.
let's get down to it, because as Ed mentioned, we got a lot of fucking problems with science.
Yeah, like okay, now listen, I don't want to be on the same side as people with cotton candy piss hair, but science seems to be really letting us all down when it comes to things like hoverboards.
Mm-hmm.
Anthropomorphic velociraptors.
Mm-hmm.
As Dave mentioned, self-tying shoes. What the hell has science done for me, and why should I care that you're marching? Science,
okay.
What are you doing?
Well,
you can answer now.
Right now, I'm just taking all of that in because, as the representative of science for these United States of
America,
can
you just say as science? Please?
Yeah, yeah. You
when
are
you address
science.
Us,
sorry, as the world. Hi, this is science here.
There you go.
First of all, do you really want a hoverboard? Can you skateboard or surf or snowboard? Maybe scientists are saving you from the embarrassment if you tried it out.
Wow.
Goodness.
That's actually a really good point. I can't do
that
any of those
very
things.
That's a good point.
I hadn't thought of that.
I can't even Heely.
Because we care. anthropomorphic velociraptors are what? I don't know why you'd want them to be anthropomorphic.
Because
how are they supposed to be our butler? If it's just a fucking regular velociraptor, I don't want my face ripped off. I want some good quality Earl Grey.
Well, so we could make super intelligent velociraptors, but if they're anthropomorphic, then they have like a human face or something, and it takes away the velociraptoriness.
Technically speaking,
but yeah. I'll do more research on that. And
yes,
get back
please.
To you later,
yeah,
because
yeah.
That's what science.
Please,
says.
Please Google that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people actually have made self-tying shoelaces, so you can Google that and look into it more. I also saw some cool ones with buckles that are self-buckling lately, too. So.
Yeah.
And then there's
you're
Velcro,
dodging the question, science.
No, there's actually a self-tying shoelace that someone made. Some
who,
servos
who?
And motors. It's very robot-y. You guys would like it.
I do like robots.
I'm looking this up right now. I'm fact-checking science.
Yeah, fact-check science, because I don't want any, like, you know, alternative facts.
Search Arduino self-tying shoelaces.
I don't even know where to begin with that.
Don't come in here with your fucking $5 words, science. Okay? Why are there not mass-produced, readily available self-tying shoes?
Why is it that I can eat Pringles and gain weight and you guys haven't made any Pringles that will make me lose weight? Seriously.
Well, if you only ate Pringles and nothing else and stayed under your recommended daily caloric intake, then you would have Pringles that would help you lose weight.
Yeah, science is really taking me to task right now. I gotta be honest with you guys.
He really is. All right, so
I think Ed's about to go Bill O'Reilly on science and ignore the fact that he's been wrong about everything and just yell.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sexually harass me.
Well,
I did that before the mics
Ed,
came
that's,
on.
That's Ed going Ed on
yeah.
science.
But yeah, on a more serious note.
the nice heavy pregnant pause, which is, you know.
Appropriate.
Yeah, appropriate for me sexually harassing science.
Yeah. All right, science, go for it.
And now we can watch the birth of the pregnant pause, much like April the giraffe last weekend.
That's true.
Mm. Yeah, that
did you
was
watch
exciting.
That?
I did, actually.
My
wife pulled it up, and we watched it live for some reason.
Hey, it wow. happens. I didn't even
sounds
know that that was a thing.
About as exciting as watching the birth of a baby giraffe, honestly. Sounds terrible.
I don't know. It sounds like it could be pretty graphic.
Yeah, that's definitely. What I'm saying. It doesn't. Yeah. It sounds awful. I don't want to say
it. Dave would love it.
Sounds better than cake farting.
Well, that's...
Hey, science, what's up with cake farts?
I'm not familiar with that term. is that farting on a cake, like baking a cake mix, then farting in it, then baking it, or like farts that you get after eating cake?
Oh, not that one.
No.
The
no.
first two.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think. I don't know.
So, I don't know. I'm just not going to any of your birthday parties.
So
you can come to mine. I'm wholly against cake farting in all forms.
So any of these issues that we've raised, were they part of the march that happened this weekend?
That's a good question.
Like, did anyone have a sign that says, "Where is my hoverboard?"
Was there a counter protest calling out hoverboard awareness?
I'm sure there had to have been. But okay. I don't know. I haven't researched or looked into the march at all. So so I was the right person to bring for this interview.
I was just going to say, wow. What did you march for?
I marched for April, and then I
okay.
April for May.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
That's a calendar joke. I get it.
Yeah,
leave it to science to make the nerdiest joke on this nerdy-ass podcast. All right, then what would you have marched for had you... marched for science?
Mainly stuff like Trump not getting rid of all of the government agencies that like protect the American public who voted for him, like the EPA not cutting the funding from NASA that does earth science, which no one else can do instead.
Hmm. Interesting.
I heard he had a phone call with an astronaut today.
He did.
And then he asked the scientist, what kind of stuff do you learn in space?
Oh, that is...
I believe that was the exact question.
That is about as dumb as some of the questions we've just asked.
Yeah, I know.
The important question that the important point that was brought up that day was, or today, that day, whatever.
That day,
words
whatever.
Are hard. Professional communication. They talked to him about how they recycle their urine to make water.
Yes.
Is that a thing? They recycle urine to make water?
All scientists do that, no matter whether or not they're in space.
Okay. that's just our recipe.
Good science.
You can quote me on that. That's good move, science.
That's good. Now, what do you deem a scientist?
Hang on.
Wait, we're still...
I'm in the middle of a
sentence.
We're
talking about urine. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're talking about pee-pee.
Yeah.
With the president.
Bear Grylls a scientist?
Is Bear Grylls a scientist?
I feel like by definition he is now.
Hey, yeah, science, because is Bear Grylls a scientist?
Only on the days that he drinks his own piss.
Gotcha.
Okay, okay. Cool. So Trump said better you than me in regard to them reusing his pee. Or not his pee, but her any pee. To which I call bullshit. Because that man loves the pee-pee.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag pee-pee tape.
I think his problem is he doesn't like his own, right?
No, I mean, he likes other people peeing on him.
Wow, that's...
Not so much his own pee. Because that would be a real time saver, honestly. If you just pee on yourself...
And get the same
And get the same satisfaction.
That's why he's not a scientist.
The American dream.
He's
so
not.
Do we think Ed's mom has turned this off yet?
Nope. Yep. Nope, definitely not.
She's still with us?
Oh, yeah. She loves this guy.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Big fan.
Why?
Who doesn't like science? I mean, besides you three.
It's not so much that I don't like science. It's that I've been let down by science.
For me, it's more a case of what has science done for me lately?
Okay. Lately. How lately?
30 to 45 seconds.
30 to 45 seconds lately. Mm. I made you laugh multiple times.
That's true. Science is getting a thumbs up from me.
Mm-hmm.
But other things science has done, in the 1880s and 1890s, average life expectancy in the U.S. was 40 years, and now it's 80, which is...
Now, here's the question. Would I be then, really close to retirement then?
Oh, no. You, work until the day you die.
Oh, that stinks.
A shitty job, and there's no recording studios or internet for you to pour yourself out on.
How do we know it's science that's keeping us alive and not just, really good mac and cheese?
Or dark magic.
Mm.
Where do you think really good mac and cheese comes from?
Oh, that's true.
That's very true.
That's either science or dark magic.
Kraft mac and cheese definitely is
that's science.
Because there's no mac or cheese.
300% chemicals.
Chemistry 101, definitely.
Yeah, that's actually really interesting from a nerdy perspective. There's a shitload, that's a scientific term, of scientists in basements in Kansas just mixing different chemicals and grains together to make more addictive and tasty food.
Wow.
That's science I can get behind.
That definitely. Is definitely.
The rest of it, I don't know.
I have a question. The scientists that work on seedless watermelon, what were they doing to make watermelon seedless? Why do that?
Have you ever been to a picnic and you're trying to impress a girl, so you pick up a piece of watermelon?
Does he really have a fucking answer to this question?
So you take a bite and then you get a seed in your mouth and you go talk to her and there's a big seed sticking out of your tooth, and she's like, "Get away from me, nerd."
If only it was watermelon seeds keeping me from females.
Yeah. That's been his problem.
Yeah, that's the real barrier to entry for Dave. Oh, man, girls don't like me because I eat too many seeded watermelons, not that I'm just a terrible human being.
Mm. Yeah, that was actually the abstract of that research paper on seedless watermelons.
Speaking of seed...
I can't wait to see where this is going.
Yeah, this is going to be bad.
I heard that women who perform the act of fellatio and swallow semen on a regular basis can reduce the risk of breast cancer.
Yes, I've seen that headline a few times and then never actually seen
it. Weird Google news alert there, buddy. Google, send me all updates about breast cancer and semen.
It sounds like the article that every douche bro posts on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know?
And let's not talk about whose RSS feeds look like what, Ed.
You could also blame those people who Google cum on breasts or something like that. This article could probably come up.
That's got a good point.
Super weird SEO.
Yeah.
It's like this article and then Bukkake, 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 Bukkake.
Figured I'd come back with a bang.
Just we're gonna scoot Jeff.
Yeah, we're just playing, microphone hot potato over here.
Yeah, we are.
Oh wow, I've never been on this side before.
How's it feel?
Feels better than that last pun, I'll tell you that much. So please don't let me derail. Don't let me derail you. Interesting theory, by the way, of how people stumble across the benefits of breast cancer is by looking up come on breasts.
Semen.
Yeah, no, it's a good theory. Not great in practice.
I think the best part about this article is that the doctor who is quoted many times is named Dr. Len Lichtenstein.
That is
pretty good.
That's
yeah.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. You know what? I won't say that's the best part, because at least speaking for 80% of the people in this room, the best part is that it's an article trying to convince women to drink semen. I think we're pretty safe to say that that's the best part.
Science, would you please weigh in?
Well, first of all, like, probably a lot of people go into certain businesses because of their name. Like,
that's true.
I mean, people used to get their names because of their businesses.
There is a gentleman who owns many bars on Long Island named Mr. Beery.
Oh, my God. I've met him.
So have I. Yeah. So has every other alcoholic on Long Island.
Well, I was going to say, oh, my God, I've met him. It's probably something
guy.
No one has ever said about Mr. Beery before. Until now. Oh, no one's ever been impressed by that.
Nope.
John J. Crapper is the inventor of the toilet.
Is that true?
That is very true.
Wow. That, by the way, science, that was a very good point that you just brought up. You are he's extremely well-informed.
He really
is.
I
feel like if the rest of science performed at this level, we might not have such a problem with them.
That's true.
I will get back to my many other consciousnesses. Conscientiae, I think I'll say, is the word conscientiae.
It is now.
Okay.
That's a fact. And, it's on the internet, so it's true.
Science said it.
So, yeah, if we can just be more confident with our bullshit that we spew out, then people like Jeff will like us better. And I think that's what we're learning here, right?
That is entirely what we're learning here.
I'll at least believe. I'll at least believe you more. That's the trick.
Yeah, I think it's the waffling. You know, like, we may have found this. No, we definitely found that velociraptors with nipple rings survived longer than velociraptors without nipple rings. If you said that, I'd believe it. Jeff, you buy it?
Yeah, it sounds right.
See?
I don't see why they wouldn't.
By the way, I believe anthropomorphic velociraptors, they don't have to be velociraptors that look like humans. They can be velociraptors that have human traits, right?
Right. Like, Goofy is an anthropomorphized dog, and Mickey Mouse is an anthropomorphized mouse. They don't have human faces. They're just given human characteristics.
Is Goofy definitely a dog?
Yes, he is, which leads to the question of what's up with Pluto?
Yeah, like, why? How did he miss the fucking boat?
You know, genetics is just a
anyway.
Terrible mistress.
So
we should have asked science that question. Science, what's up with Goofy versus Pluto? Weigh in on that, would you?
Answer the question, science.
Don't dodge!
I don't know, man. Science wasn't allowed to watch cartoons as a child, so he doesn't really have the experience to weigh in on these issues.
So let me ask you this. If I could skateboard or surf or snowboard
or walk,
where's my hoverboard?
Well, they do have some special courses with magnets and a magnetic hoverboard.
You shut up.
You can actually go.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Podcast over. I'm going there. Bye. Just kidding. That would involve moving.
Where are these? Can you take us?
Don't remember. Yeah, probably. I know some other science people who are definitely involved with this endeavor.
Other wait, I thought you were the entirety of science.
Yeah, you're not a science person. You're science.
Right, I am science. Sorry. Like, you know how there's in Christianity, there's the Holy Trinity, like God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And they're all individual people, but also the same person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of like that. It's with science. It doesn't make any fucking sense, but we say it anyways.
I get you. Okay. So, by the way, pretty sure you're not liked anymore.
By who?
By Ed's mom.
Oh, no. Still loves him.
Really?
Doesn't even matter.
He is stepping on toes left and right.
Doesn't matter. She loves science.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
What did he do to earn such favor?
Look at this face. Look at the face of science and tell me you don't find it adorable.
I enjoy the voice of science very much as well.
It is a very sensual voice. Carries well.
You should narrate stuff, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I have hidden cameras in Ed's house and I narrate his day. Like, he thought about getting up, but then he hit snooze again.
To be fair, they're not really all that well hidden. I've known about them for years.
Yeah, science is creepy. Science is a little bit creepy. Dave mentioned that science is creepy.
And if Dave's saying something's creepy, y'all know it's creepy. I don't think you're creepy, though.
Next time I want to read a book, do you think I could get you to just book on tape it for me? We could work out like a fee or something?
I mean, like, you're talking about like children's books, like The Cat in the Hat?
No.
So I can't do anything like more than 30 pages.
Like a book, you know, it would be worth it. A book. I don't know if it would be maybe like for like 4 or 5 nights you come over and read it to me while I go to bed.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I could do that. And then if you want to record it for later,
record
too.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, maybe do both.
Yeah, sure.
I would like that. That'd be a nice thing. Just have science come over and
have read science to come me. Over and read to you.
He'd be like my own personal Morgan Freeman.
I take that as a compliment. Thank you.
It's meant to be.
Yeah.
Make no mistake.
Thanks. By the way, the hoverboard is called the Hendo hoverboard. It's like uses electromagnetism. And it's pretty crazy.
So, science, you dabble in mechanical engineering. Have you built anything?
Yeah, I built a 3D printer recently, which is pretty fun because you can like design stuff on the computer and then have it in real life.
Did you make the 3D printer with a 3D printer? Because that'd be some real Inception mechanical engineering.
I did not because I'm too lazy to do that.
Fair,
but it's possible to do most of the parts from other 3D printers.
Do you have this 3D printer at home?
Yes.
And you use it?
Yeah.
You 3D print things?
I do.
What was the last thing you 3D printed?
I actually tried to 3D print something for you today, but then I broke it. And it's Mr. Poopy Butthole from Rick and Morty. But I'll make you a new one.
Yes.
I think you might have just answered my question. What's the most useful thing that you've made out of this 3D printer?
Mr. Poopy Butthole.
I know.
Yeah.
And
that's only
you probably just answered this question.
Yeah.
That's only because I haven't 3D printed a Plumbus yet.
Oh, man. Jeff, could you please just start watching Rick and Morty? You would love it.
Would I really?
You really would.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
It's really, really good.
I'll give it a shot.
And it's about science. It'll make you love science more.
It's alcoholic Doc Brown.
I didn't think I was going to like it, and I absolutely fell in love with it. Binge watched it for like 3 weeks over and over again.
How many? Yeah. All right, I'll do it. I'm not even gonna ask qualifying questions. If everybody, what about you?
No, we don't try to get Dave to watch anything on TV that's not sports ball.
Yeah, it's proven fairly useless.
Yeah.
All right, I will give it a shot though, because everyone that watches it raves about it.
It's so good.
All right, I will update you next week. I will have watched at least one episode. I will give it a shot.
Okay. I feel like the first episode is the worst episode, though, so I may have to come up with a good recommendation of which episode for you to watch.
I'll watch
Mr. Meeseeks. What's the name of the Mr. Meeseeks episode? Intern?
Okay, I'm on it.
Google it.
I'll watch more than one episode, then.
Okay.
What, are they, half an hour?
Yeah.
Not even. I think they're like 15, 20 minutes.
Well, a half-hour TV show is 23 minutes after commercials, so yes.
But there's... whatever. Anywho.
You hear this intern trying to correct me? She doesn't show up last week, and now she's sitting here and be like, oh, look at me. I'm the boss. You can't yell at me.
Maybe because she's been off for so long, she had plenty of time to research stuff.
Season 1, episode 5. Jeff.
Look it up. If you're season what?
Season 1, episode 5.
Okay.
Where you start.
Gotcha. Can you look up the length of the show? Because I don't know whether I want you to be right or wrong. I haven't figured it out yet.
Okay.
let's see. So, what else do we have to talk about?
Dave, you got anything? Oh, you don't have a microphone. That's awkward for you.
I do now.
Oh my goodness! Welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
How you doing, buddy?
Very good.
You enjoying this talk with science?
I am. It's very informative. I believe almost all of it.
Yeah.
As we were talking about, I didn't have a mic at the time. The confidence that science exudes is just earth-shattering, if you will.
Yeah. He's very good at least at bullshitting, because he has not even paused. He's just blurting out answers. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wonder that people doubt science when it's this authoritative. Hey, science, why do people doubt you?
Because of people like to believe what they already believe and not have to question their beliefs.
So what you're saying is people are stupid?
Not particularly stupid, because smart people do that too.
Like, the first thing that science has been wrong about.
Yeah, people are stupid. We have scientific proof of that.
Lots of people are fucking stupid, science. I hate to break it to you.
There's at least one in this room.
No one is. I said not necessarily.
Okay.
Why they don't believe? Because there's smart people who believe maybe older science when newer stuff has been proven over that, and then they still believe that because they learned it as a child or something.
Is that similar to like the whole like timeline thing where like recently they just found a bunch of like dinosaurs that totally screw up the timeline that we've been taught for the last like 10 years? I don't know if you guys heard about this.
I did.
All right. And instead of just fixing the whole timeline, they're just throwing it in the middle of the timeline.
I have a really nerdy joke about that, but I'm not gonna make it.
Yeah, they do that with like Star Wars and the Marvel Universe and Star Trek.
It's DC Rebirth right there. That's where they did. You're a Robin for like 6 months. It's the most intense internship program ever. That's why Batman's had 5 Robins in 5 years.
Somehow we got dinosaur bones from Earth 57. I don't know how it happened, but that's where we are.
I like to believe that the dinosaurs had time travel, that the anthropomorphic velociraptors also exist, and that they had time travel.
That'd be pretty great.
And they butterfly affected some of these other dinosaurs and buried their shit, you know, where it shouldn't be.
Just mess with us.
That's where I'm going.
All right, that would make me even more disappointed in human science, right? Because if dinosaurs were able to come up with time travel, but yet humans haven't been able to do that,
and never
that makes
will.
Me even more disappointed.
Well, what if you find out that along the timeline that humans made the anthropomorphic
Well, then that would just totally... Probably
you never
just,
know.
My brain would explode. I wouldn't be able to handle
Dave,
the science.
Dave would immediately poop his pants. It'd be intense.
I honestly don't think it's that earth-shattering.
Yeah. No.
I don't think it takes that much to make no. Dave
gentle
do that.
Breeze. Really.
Seriously. Girl says yes. Done.
Okay, that's not when you want to poop your pants, Dave.
That was disgusting sound effect, by the way.
Yep. Produced by yours truly.
Too real.
Yeah.
It's a sound he's very familiar with, which is why he can make it on command.
So, I mean, seriously, has anything fucking weird happened in South Dakota or some remote region of Europe or somewhere else that I don't give a fuck about that you have some news? Nothing?
Me?
An island in the Pacific?
Well, there was a funny tennis match. I can go into that, but we did a sports update last episode, I believe, so...
I'll allow it.
You'll allow it?
I'll allow it. Let's go with sports twice in 2 weeks. I'll talk to science. It's fine.
I like how our plan is working.
Yeah, I know. We're slowly...
Just to sneak more sports in there.
All right, well...
You're not getting it next week.
There was a tennis tournament down in Florida... All right, and it was a small. This is not like Wimbledon. All right, it's a very small, maybe 1,000 people in the stands type of tennis match. And in the middle of the match, all of a sudden, faint sounds come over the airways. It's on TV, like local television down there, of moaning.
Oh my God! I am so glad I
pleasurable
okayed this.
Moaning.
Oh, this is gonna be
so.
The best.
The announcer is like deadpan. He is all like, it's amazing he's able to keep his composure. All right, and he just naturally assumes that someone's ringtone is that of a girl moaning.
Oh, so he hears it.
He hears it. He knows it's going over the airwaves.
Over this? Wow.
He's keeping his shit together. And even like the tennis players are hearing it, and they're saying, So anyway, the match goes on, and it gets louder. And it turns out it's a couple having sex on a balcony, not in the stadium, but like a block away, right? And one of the
faking
guys,
it.
Yes, 100%. One of the tennis players alludes to it when he shouts out at the top of his lungs, he can't be that good.
Right? Nah.
Right in the middle of the tennis match.
So they were a block. They were that loud. That loud. That you could hear it in the stadium.
And yes, and it came over, like when you're watching it on television, it came over the mics.
Wow.
Yeah. Science. Do you have anything?
Literally came over.
Oh.
Oh! See, she comes back and she has a good joke. Yeah. Good for you.
Thank you.
There you go.
Good work. Way to pick that up. Somebody's listening.
Somebody is.
I mean, I guess
somebody's paying attention.
My only question is, when the announcer heard it, did he say, like, make any jokes about it being 14 love?
No, but he did say, well, at least somebody's having a good night.
Did he really?
Yeah, he said that at the very end of the clip that has gone viral. He goes, well, I guess somebody's having a good night.
Hopefully from that's the only thing that went viral.
Yes.
Oh. It's true.
Well done.
That is true. That's
hey,
a good
science
point.
Isn't the only one that can make snarky remarks.
You're always looking out for people.
Yeah.
So that's the only news that I saw. That was, you know, really.
How many times did you watch it, Dave?
Oh, my Lord. Too many times. Way too many times.
You are a freaky deaky, man. Yeah, I tell you.
It was very entertaining.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah. If you get a chance, look it up.
I want to flip over here to our intern.
Intern?
Duke?
Yep. What's up, Duke?
Hi, guys.
The Duke.
I feel like I should be talking like this.
Please don't.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Weird.
Because it's really hard to pick up on the microphone.
You kind of sound like science, and that's just not.
Yeah, it's going to confuse people.
False advertising.
All of a sudden, science is going to be spouting bullshit, and everyone's going
to
be like.
I need to like it better, so I'm just trying to be hip.
You can't be science.
You can't be science.
No.
I'm more like a social
There's only, studies. Well, three science now, right?
I'm more like a social studies. I actually feel bad for her right now. Like, that made me feel bad for her. That she compared herself to social studies. Don't do that. Don't play yourself like that.
I'm graduating with a minor in history. So, I mean, kind of.
All right.
Hey, graduation joke. I'm gonna
that was a joke?
Yeah. I think the next lesson for your internship is,
why
what is a joke?
Giving me the microphone?
Because apparently you had a thing to talk about.
Well, we want to see if you did your job and brought any content. Wait, before you get there, are you graduating with a minor in history?
I am, and a major in professional communications, which is kind of a joke.
Which is great when you keep on not talking into the microphone.
Not communicating.
Yeah.
I'm graduating with a thing in communications. I speak good.
By the way, your voice there came over better than most of her stories. So it worked out well.
I tell you one thing, a couple of things that she's good at is making noises off microphone that you can hear, like rustling wrappers and
like
clapping and shit. She does that really well. So what do you plan on doing once your degree is completed?
I actually plan on going into a PR firm.
Okay.
I have something kind of lined out, but it's not.
Not after they hear this, by the way.
Yeah, no.
So wait, are you going to be our PR? Is that what you're referring to?
She doesn't know it yet. Yes,
because that's a hell of a job.
Yeah,
it goes Sean Spicer and then and then that job.
Hey, hold on a second.
What's
hold on.
With that?
What?
You don't have really an Instagram. There's like.
All right. First of all.
Picture.
First of all,
no one wants to see pictures of me.
Yeah, this is a podcast. Why do we need an Instagram?
We have one just because I wanted to get the name on everything and then got it on everything except for Facebook because Facebook is full of dickheads.
And fake news, and we're real news.
Yeah, we are real news.
Have Instagrams and Facebooks and...
Who does?
Very famous podcasts.
What do they put on there?
I'm speaking into it!
I'm not talking about that.
Oh, okay.
Were you about to say speaking of?
Yeah, I was.
Give it to me.
And then she was just like...
Thought you were
going to
yell at me.
I might now that you interrupted me. I don't remember what I was talking about.
You were going to say, we're talking about famous podcasts, and you were saying, speaking of.
Oh, tying that back into good old Mr. O'Reilly. Did you hear that he's our new competition? He launched a new podcast tonight or yesterday when you're listening to this.
Does he feel threatened by us?
I think he should, because his podcast costs $5 an episode.
An episode? Get the fuck pretty sure. Out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That guy's going to make a boatload.
I know.
That's the unfortunate part about it. Hey. He's going to make a boatload.
Okay, at least our content is free for all the people that want to listen to it. Hi, Mike.
I feel like a lot of people that would want to listen to Bill O'Reilly and would be willing to pay $5
are not going to listen
are too old. They can't get podcasts on their jitterbug cell phones. So, you know, he's probably going to lose some market share there. I wouldn't use the word competition. I very much doubt that people are scrolling through and they're like, I don't like this Bill O'Reilly fella. Cake farting? That's more my alley. Let's move there.
I mean, you know? Are two different.
I think we're kind of looking. I think we're two different genres, if you will.
No, I think you could do a little tie-in between cake farting and how gross it is and Bill O'Reilly's stuff.
Yeah, would not be surprised,
by the
way.
The Venn diagram definitely
would not be surprised if he was into that.
Oh, 100%. He loves cake farting.
So,
can we get
as long as one of his interns is willing. So,
science, do you know anything about Bill O'Reilly's love of cake farting?
Yes, but I signed a non-disclosure agreement.
There we go.
Guy, okay. Guy is smart.
He got an answer for everything.
He really does.
Verified.
Fucking science.
So anyway, intern, what you got for me?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, why'd you put me on the microphone?
Because I am an asshole.
We ask that question every week. Don't worry about it.
Not every week. Some weeks you're not here.
Honestly, after listening to a couple of episodes today, I absolutely hate my voice. I sound like I have, like, cotton in my mouth.
Oh, man. Yes. Yeah, that was...
By the way, that's why you're here.
Yeah.
Because you say shit like that.
All right, go on.
All right.
Story time.
So, there was a fun article about a decorated Navy SEAL who was living dual lives. His name was Chief Special Warfare Operator Joseph John Schmidt III. He is moonlighting as...
That's the Road Trip song, isn't it?
His name is my name, too.
He's moonlighting as a serial killer.
Right?
Hang on. Lean in. Come here.
Sorry, with three names like that, it sounds like he's moonlighting as a serial killer.
Yeah, he seems like... That's like the name of a guy that would try to kill some sort of political figure.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually ironic, because he is a Navy SEAL. Anyway,
not irony.
Nope.
What's the most fun thing you can moonlight as?
What's the most fun thing you can moonlight as?
Like, if you had, like, a second funsy kind of job.
That's a good question.
I mean,
podcast host.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
It's true. I am. Truly. I'd go with podcast host or competitive baker on a British baking show.
Oh, have you seen that British baking show?
You damn right I have.
Oh, it is awesome.
Mary Berry is a freaking delight.
Is Gordon Ramsay on it?
Not on that one, no. No.
Not interested.
This is a little bit lower key.
Not interested.
Yeah, this is way calmer.
Yeah.
Science, do you have anything to weigh in on?
Science moonlight as something? Like,
yeah.
I think it can. I think religion is what science moonlights as.
That's an outstanding point. If you really want to, you really want to cover everything, those things that you kind of ignore during the day, you do during, when you're moonlighting.
Yep. See that?
All right, so.
Anyway, this Navy SEAL.
So he moonlights as a porn star.
I was going to say that.
So
yeah, but the difference is, Dave, nobody wants you to moonlight as a porn star.
Is he an active Navy SEAL and a porn star?
As a member of the Navy SEALs, the 42-year-old boasts a chest of ribbons and medals during his 23 years in the military, including a Valor citation for combat overseas.
And he plows people on camera. Good for him.
That is...
Wow.
That's unbelievable. Those are the two things that he does.
Yeah.
Good
seriously.
For him.
What's fun...
He is just full
he's
of
a
testosterone.
Father.
I'm sorry, what?
Wait, what?
He's married and he's a father. So, he's been married. He's been the married father who has given pep talks to special needs children in Los Angeles and toward the country, recruiting for the elite naval special warfare teams, even serving as the face of the SEAL program on its website. So he is also Jay Voom.
J-Voom.
That's his porn star name.
I love this guy, by the way.
Yeah, he's honestly a hero.
Such a
legend.
Hero.
He is, he's been in at least 29 porn flicks during the past 7 years. And his,
any involving cake farting?
No, but there's
and you
one
know goddamn well he's above that.
Any transportation porn?
There's one called Apple.
Maybe like an F-35 or something?
There's one called Apple Smashing Lap Dance. And strippers come home horny from the club.
Wow. So this guy should have been
America
made the most interesting man in the world after they kicked the other guy off.
Seriously.
I think he's the real life most interesting man in the world.
You know what? I don't think you're far off. If no. he's not, he's up there.
He's yeah. definitely up there. He's top fiver.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
A Navy SEAL, a porn star,
a father, a
motivational speaker. Like, are you kidding me?
All he has to do is be the embodiment of science, and he'd really just have it all.
Right? Is his name John Furness?
I mean, it's close, but what I like
one of his names.
In both of his jobs, he specializes in infiltration.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes, he does.
How long have you been sitting on that science? That was a pretty good one.
I just thought of it like 15 seconds ago.
Wow, that's impressive.
Good work.
Yeah. My brain does not communicate with my mouth that quickly, so.
You are way better at this than Dave is. Just want to let you know that.
Yep. Touché.
But in fairness, Dave has been practicing for over a year, so.
Yeah.
Not in fairness to Dave, just in fairness in general.
Yeah.
So, hey, good work over there.
Yeah, wow.
Good work.
That's impressive.
That was our new segment called American Heroes.
Oh, jeez.
If you look at his face.
Which will go real gonna, well in audio.
Oh I know. Boy.
Yep, let's look at his face, everybody, together now.
He looks like he's from Long Island.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now that the man's face is not what I'm seeing in that photo.
Oh, no, definitely not.
It's definitely the now, is that, huge breasts.
Is that the wife, or is that one of his co-stars?
That's his co-star named, hold on, I'm sorry, Julie Jules. Jules okay. Jade. Sorry.
Nobody cared about
that's
her name.
That's definitely no. not her real name, so it doesn't matter.
And just for a description of what we're seeing here, there's a man. He has two eyes, a nose, at least one forehead. And now you're really seeing what we're picturing.
That's
science. Bring in the word pictures.
Picture a face, and that's what this guy has.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Now, all right. Well, I think we... Wait, I do have one more question.
Okay. But one more because I think we've taken up enough of science's time.
That's true. We really have. But I really
science has been very generous with us.
All right.
I mean, not true. In so much in giving us, you know, flying cars and jetpacks, but in giving us answers. Wait, hold on. The intern's either got
sorry,
gold or
I'm
is going to whiff this super hard. Go
yep.
for it.
If she whiffs it, by the way, this podcast is over once she's done.
Oh, well, I don't know. It was kind of more exciting for me.
Off to a good start.
A thing I've said before.
Is his wife and porn star.
Honestly.
What's amazing is that was my question.
That is his wife. Her boobs. I mean, the boobs' wife.